Sorry. Welcome, everybody. Sorry I've kept you. We've run a bit late. I'm sorry, my project management's at fault today. Welcome, Executive Council, Timothy Pearson-Smith. Welcome, the wheel operator, Swiss Aches. And we've got the Harbour unit as well. What we thought we'd do, if you agree, Tim, is we'll divide this into two parts. First, we'd like and appreciate very much an update on the wheel and how you're finding the response from the community and what your aspirations are going forward. And then we'll probably ask you to leave, and then we'll have a chat about the future as the commission, if you don't mind. So brief us on progress to date, if you would. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Very happy to do that. Hopefully it's good news. We last presented to the Harbourfront Commission back in May 2014, which seems like a very long time ago. And we did listen when we came. We got some great feedback. And thank you, all the members and the Commission, for their ideas. I think all of them we've been able to take on board, so we're really grateful for that. I'm going to try and go very quickly up to the opening of the wheel, because that happened 6 months after we presented to you, but I'll be as quick as I can. I think the key point that I want to say is that we really were expediting the opening of the wheel. Obviously, we were paying rental for it and getting no income. And so we hired two project managers. We hired kind of world-class contractors to help with the construction. We sort of paralleled all the activities that we could. We looked at the SI immediately to work out the foundation, which then drove a unique design of a 60-meter wheel that was designed and built in the Netherlands and then shipped out. So we worked as hard as we could. We had fantastic levels of cooperation from the Harbour unit, from Christine and her team, from EMSD and from FSD, and dozens of other government departments. So, you know, without all of those people's effort, we could never have opened it on the 5th of December 2014. I think if you look at the images there, just a couple of points about that. This may look like a wheel that could be taken down and erected in a heartbeat. It took 18 months to get it up. It took 3,000 tons of concrete, which is the foundation that you can see, and the actual structure itself was 500 tons of steel. So it's not a fairground wheel. This is the highest quality wheel built, designed to be typhoon-proof for Hong Kong. It really is world-class, and many of our visitors have agreed with that. I think the other point is that we inherited, knowingly, a site with no utilities, no electricity, and no drainage. And so, again, that was part of the work that we had to do over those first 18 months, shown on the images. So happier times. We got the wheel, as I said, opened on the 5th of December. We had huge international interest. We had 100 local and international media. We had Reuters and the BBC. We generated an enormous amount of coverage, and that appetite and attention has still maintained for the wheel. On average, we get 160 favorable media stories per month. And that's an online an awful lot more than that. The wheel has become a sort of an icon for Hong Kong. It was used in the international launch of the iPhone 6, and it's been involved in films, TV dramas, music videos, and millions of wedding photographs. If anyone's been down to the wheel every single day, there's wonderful photographs being taken of people there. But you probably knew all of that. But what you didn't know, or you may know, is that we really have tried to become an important member of the community, the Hong Kong community, as well as operating a wheel. And one of the key objectives is to give back to the community. When we presented to DC, the Central and Western District Council, they said, you know, what are you going to do to the needy? And we were very pleased they asked that question, because we said, well, we're going to have an ongoing program to invite elderly, young, and the disadvantaged and needy of Hong Kong to come free of charge to the wheel. We'll take them on the wheel. We'll give them refreshments free of charge. And to date, I'm delighted to say, we've had nearly 2,500 visitors who've all come free of charge, more than 30 registered charities, and it's an absolute delight for us to welcome them to the site. So we really feel this is something maybe you don't know. The image on the screen, if you can go back one, Steph, we lit up the wheel in purple in terms of an international campaign for breast cancer awareness back in October last year. And in November, we worked with the Ocean Park Conservation Foundation to bring awareness in their Spin for Survival campaign for animals that were of conservation threat. We were delighted, you probably saw this on the front page of the local papers, we were asked if we would host the launch free of charge for the Operation Santa Claus, which we partnered with the South China Morning Post and RTHK, and this led to a huge amount of impact and a kickoff of a very successful campaign. We've done many other things, and in the annex, Annex 1 of H, Appendix H, you can see a little bit more. And here's just some of the images, photographs of some of the wonderful thank yous that we've got from charities around Hong Kong. Going on, the community is very important. 90% of the site is accessible free of charge to the public. We've also, at our own expense, and also listening to not just the Harbourfront Commission, but certainly NGOs, we've provided at our cost over 200 seated areas, which are not just for paying guests. Anyone can come and sit under the shade, and these have been very popular. They're always full, and we're delighted have done that. In terms of our anniversary, we celebrated that by offering everyone with a Hong Kong ID card a half price admission to the wheel, and that drew 12,500 people over the 5th and 6th of December last year, which was great. We provide employment. We're very proud about that. 40 full-time positions. We provide training. We provide a dynamic working environment in the service and hospitality area. We were told, I think it was you, Mr. Chairman, who asked us to collaborate with our neighbours, and we have. We've collaborated with the Central Harbourfront Event Space and the Maritime Museum. We're doing joint promotions with the Maritime Museum, and we're constantly looking, as I think you said, for mutual beneficial opportunities and synergies of working together. And so we thank you for that suggestion, and this is an ongoing thing. When we met, we said that we had a wish to have a million visitors in the first year, and we achieved that. We've done some survey, which you can look at in the annex. We hired a company to do some survey. We surveyed 6,000 visitors after they'd received been on the wheel. More than 50% came from Hong Kong, which was our target market. I think we explained this to you when we met in terms of pricing. 93% of the visitors wanted the wheel to retain as a permanent attraction, which was very heartening. More than 98% of our visitors said that they were very pleased with the staff, and over 92% of visitors said that they would recommend the wheel, which is sort of fairly high levels of appreciation. We've also worked very closely with the Tourism Board in terms of organizing a variety of activities for international media, and we've so far hosted about 60 different visits from visitors from Japan, Taiwan, India, the Philippines, Thailand, Korea, mainland China, and the United States. And we're constantly receiving visitors. And we're using this as a means of showcasing, obviously, the wheel, but the harbour and Hong Kong. We're very proud that we've, through suggestions with the Central and Western District Council, we've formed something called with the Milk Magazine, which is sort of a young magazine, a Milk Mart concept, which is basically like a flea market where small businesses, designers, and small companies can take a tiny booth at no charge to us. And we've had three of these different events. One, the first one was in December last year, where we had 35,000 people came to the site. In January, we had 38,000. In April, just recently, we had 63,000 people. So a total of 136,000 people came to the site and to the harbour. And we really think that this is this makes us very, very happy. In terms of things that are coming up, Mr. Chairman, you asked us just a little bit of a heads up. We've got a variety of things that we're planning. We've got a Chinese naming competition. We've got photo competitions in terms of weddings. We've got cabin wrapping competitions with local schools. And we're also working with the government to provide even more food and beverage choices at the site. So that's ongoing, and obviously we wouldn't do anything until we received all the permissions. If you went to the site today or in the last few weeks, you can see that there's some work underway, and we've basically putting up there's a rendering of it, a very high quality marquee dome, because we can get some shade and we can get shade from the sun and from the rain, and that's basically will be up in a matter of weeks, and the idea is to attract more people to the site and more people to the harbour. In terms of the long-term development plans, we were very aware of those when we located the wheel in the position that it is located, because we knew that behind our site, going back towards the central, that that area was demarked for other uses. And so we positioned the wheel at the waterfront between the two piers. And what we were doing was future-proofing the wheel, to be quite frank. And in terms of the plans now that they're very clear, the wheel can stay, could, if given permission, could stay and maintain its operation and allow all the development behind to go ahead. So we feel that we future-proofed it. I should wrap up now, Mr. Chairman. In conclusion, we arrived at the site when we were awarded it in May 2013 to what I think particularly this commission would say was a sort of a quiet, desolate, non-vibrant, non-dynamic sort of backwater of Hong Kong, facing one of the best harbours, I think, in the world. Today, as I've said in the presentation, the area is full of life, be it weekday, weekend, public holidays, daytime and nighttime. It draws millions of people to the harbourfront, and we feel that it's reconnected the people of Hong Kong with this, with the harbour, and we really would like to applaud both the Hong Kong government and this commission for coming up with this vision. It has been completely our pleasure to be part of delivering this vision in such a world-class location. And finally, we feel that in the short period of time that we have been operating, that Hong Kong has become part of Hong Kong people's hearts. It's the most popular local attraction, as evidenced by the feedback that we shared. It's sort of a big place to go for New Year and Chinese New Year. We've had to extend the opening hours on both those occasions, on both years, up till 1 o'clock at night, and it's been absolutely rammed, which is very, very nice. Our mantra is obviously safety. The other one is quality, and it's been the pleasure to build and operate to the highest international standards such a wonderful means of drawing people to the waterfront. And we ideally would like to remain a permanent landmark and icon for both Hong Kong and the Central Harbour Front. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As you say, all sounds very positive. I mean, we're here, in a sense, for experience sharing, if you like. I mean, you've obviously focused on the positives,
yeah.
And I can understand why. But just sharing with the task force some of the challenges that you faced and may face in the future, I think that would help us, because we're going to be thinking about the future.
I think the challenges really were paying rent and getting no income. To be frank, we sort of put an enormous amount of effort to work very closely with our government counterparts. We actually invited and gave EMSD a cabin on site during the assembly of the wheel, in order that they were there the whole time, and we alerted them through Cedric and his team. In terms of the other challenges, not many. We have a fantastic maintenance and operation team. But again, what people don't realise is that before the wheel even turns in the morning, there's been people working on it and maintaining it continually, and we're very, very proud of that track record. As a company, we've had experience operating wheels around the world, and really we've had 99% of the time the wheel has been running. I think we are never happy with where we are. We're always wanting to do more. So, you know, we've got introduced food and bev. We're wanting to bring in new opportunities in terms of food and beverage. We've used the site for charitable purposes for small and medium-sized enterprises and to work alongside the district council. But, you know, the marquee that's been put up is another way of drawing people to the area. I think the other point maybe I didn't make when I presented, but this is not just a site that's available to people who pay to get on the wheel, that 90% of the site is available. We've got free Wi-Fi. It's a place where people come, hang out, and reconnect with the harbour. So really not many challenges apart from getting it up and running, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Members, any questions, please? Ivan?
Thank you, Chairman.
Comments?
Sounds like the operator did not face any problem in getting the approval and consent from the authority in the putting up all this rail and the structure. So I would suggest them to share their experience with the Hong Kong other institution to make sure we don't have anything collapse in future in Hong Kong. Actually, I only have one comment. According to their report, there is already over 1 million visitor, but only 2,350 through the charity plans. So I will beg the operator to consider to allow more kids from the low income family or less privileged people to enjoy this joy together with the other Hong Kong people. Thank you.
Thank you. Tim, let's collect the questions, shall we? And then maybe you can give us a comprehensive answer. Are there any more points people want to raise? Please. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, I would ask the company to consider to invite more children from over Hong Kong. You know, we have 18 districts, not only the central DC you are facing. We have 17 more. It would be great if you can touch base with them and offer your one wish to the children. And secondly, I just want you to ask the question. You have a large open area, and of course you can do a lot of things with that, food festival, things like that. Do you face any issues regarding licensing problem with any government department like the FSD, the FED, etc.?
Okay, well, wait a minute. Karen, please.
Yep.
I just wondered how appealing the experience from the observation wheel will be once Site 3 is an active construction site. My only question.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other points people want to raise? Please.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to give appreciation to not only to the operator but also Development Bureau and in helping realize this landmark, and I think it's a good thing, definitely, because if you on the contrary, you think if you ask 10 people in Hong Kong whether you would like this to be removed, I think 10 would say, well, let's keep it. So let's go to my comments or questions. So one is about the helping the underprivileged children or even underprivileged adults. I think if you just provide your view for them to enjoy for free or at reduced price, that may not help them because some of them live in faraway regions. So you might have to join efforts with some transportation company to offer them free rides from their home to and from your wheel. So if we could see that in future, that would be a good thing. Second thing is about considering making this observation wheel permanent. I would like to have some information. Like one is what was the original design lifespan of this observation wheel? Whether it's planned for 5 years or more, and then how do you plan to make it permanent? And is there some other provisions that you need to make to the wheel or modifications you need to make to the wheel to make it like a 50-year lifespan or even to 100 years? So what's your plan? Thank you.
Great question.
Thank you. All right, Tim, responses, if you can. Thank you.
Well, first of all, great questions. Thank you to everyone. In terms of there were several comments on that we could do more, and as I said, that sort of that goes along with our mantra. We're never really happy with what we're doing. I can say that we aren't just looking at Central. We're looking at any registered charity. On the website, there's a charity page where people can connect to one of my team who's here, Mavis, whose sole responsibility is dealing with charities. So we're constantly trying to do more for people throughout Hong Kong. In terms of a very good point, the final penultimate point about transportation, we've actually have been in discussions in our office with coach companies, and the view is that if we've got a charity that isn't able to get to the site, then we will help them get to the site. So we really good point. We take that fully. And the gentleman mentioned about any difficulties with licensing. No, none whatsoever. We've had, again, great cooperation. Cedric has great experience in making these applications, and the partner that we've had with Milk Magazine for the three milk marts, all the permissions have come on time, and we know what we're doing. We're working with a great partner, so we've had nothing but good cooperation. A very good point from Karen, who says, how appealing will the site be when there's construction of Site 3? It may just be me, but I quite like looking at construction sites. And if I can get up high, I think I'd be quite interested. But that's probably just me. Seriously, the wheel, you know, at 60 meters high, the wheel can never be as big as the peak. It can never be as big as a viewing gallery at IFC. What it provides is a completely different perspective. My own view is it might be arguably more interesting to have a construction site going on for a period of time than the vacant piece of space that we've got right now, which has been there for a long time. So I don't think we've got any worries at all with that. In the cabins, there are 8 seats. People can get up and move from side to side, and certainly as the operator, we see people get up and swap places with their family to look at different views. When we had the carnival on, that was really quite vibrant below. It would attract a lot of people, and it was also visually interesting. But the harbour itself, it's splendid, and really that's where I think most people's eyes are focused on. Again, I take the point that I did really want to congratulate government and the Development Bureau and the Harbour Unit, because without their support, we'd never have got it up and running as quickly as we could. I mean, it may sound like a long time. I don't think humanly anyone could have operated any quicker. And in terms of making it permanent, what's the design life for the wheel? Yeah, I think the design life, I was going to say 30 years. I think it's at least 30 years. And in terms of would we do anything else if we're going to make it permanent? No. It's all been built as if it's going to be there for 30 years. Hence the enormous foundations, putting in a wheel that's world class, that's typhoon proof. So nothing different to make it stay for the next 30 years, just lots of tender loving care, high levels of maintenance, absolute focus on safety and security. I'm not really that important. One other point, really, I'd just to pick up is a small point, but we did try. I think when we presented to you before, we did mention in terms of fitting in with the surroundings. This is a world class site, so we did, and we were informed by other land uses around. We looked at Tamar and we looked at matching our finishes to the highest quality with the environment. So that's. Doesn't answer the question, but I probably should have mentioned that earlier.
Okay. Sounds as if we have a case study, doesn't it? Christine, where are you? Where are you? Over there, right. How's it gone from your perspective? Oh. Tim says it's been an easy run. Has it been an easy run from your perspective?
I agree with Tim's assessment that we have been cooperating with multiple departments, and I think that we had regular meetings with you and Leon, and all departments actually very much look forward to making this section of the harbourfront vibrant. And I think I would like to give a more holistic sort of a context for members' consideration, because it's actually the Commission's vision to enliven the entire central harbourfront, and that's why we put in place passive open space, we put in Dock Park, we put in Tamar Park, and then a central event space together with a wheel. So I think all together it drew a lot of crowd to the particular area, and I think that the wheel plays a very significant role, especially in terms of defining this place, giving it a landmark kind of symbolic status, because I think a lot of people are actually taking pictures outside the wheel. So it's actually providing an icon, I think, on the Hong Kong Island side. That's why in the second part of this presentation, I'm going to talk about the proposed future use, and that relates to the public reception to this site as well. And I think that is a very good opportunity for the tenant themselves to come and present to you how they feel like the public reception has been. And that could help, that would be very helpful for our subsequent consideration of how the future is going to be like. Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you. Thank you, team. Well done. I think, you know, you put the waterfront on the map, and we much appreciate what you've done. And I think we need to break down, talk about the future. So if you could excuse us, can you? Thank you very much. Thank you.
I don't think we put the waterfront on the map. I think we merely realised the vision of government and this commission, and we're very proud to have done that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Good team effort anyway. Thank you.